What's up, everybody? Mo Jack's boys coming at you here. Let's dance, because the big dance is here.
The big dance is here.
And I'm under the weather. I got a man cold.
Yep.
I tell you, they're rough, too.
I mean, we're a little tired. A little tired. Long week.
Big announcement this week.
What's the announcement?
Asbury's sitting here with us.
Right here, baby. He actually came down, joined us.
I was here 2 weeks ago, or three, something like that.
Yeah.
Your softball is about to be life for this guy. Listen, any of our listeners that has kids that play high school baseball or softball, I'm sorry. I did not realize it's every night of the week. Like, when's kids supposed to get better? When are you supposed to practice?
You don't. Well, we didn't really practice either.
No, we didn't. But they literally won't have practice.
Yeah. Jeez, man, that's crazy to me.
But that is nuts. Like, every single day you have a game. I mean, that's nuts. Anyways, Brent and I had a fun week. We went to the state tournament.
Hey, I went Friday.
You did. Bubba was there.
Every time I set up in nosebleed with my dad, so he didn't have to sit by himself. But every time I came down, you were gone.
I know.
Well, disappeared.
You know where I was?
Bathroom?
No, I was in the bathroom, yeah.
That was Friday. Thursday was a long night. Long night, boys.
Thursday, we tied one on, and I bookended it with DP Doe's. That tells you anything.
We closed Charleston down.
We did.
Walked together to the hotel in the rain like a love story here. Me and Brent just walking through the rain. It is my favorite week. I just love – so I went down Tuesday. I took half day. So I went to the last game of the Tuesday morning session. Stayed all Tuesday night. I was there all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday. And it's still the same. Like, the smaller schools just do such a better job of showing out.
It's the smaller schools, but I think it's also the ones that – are there for like maybe the first or second time. Although Spring Mills didn't bring anyone.
Right.
Oh, but whenever I was there on that Friday, that 1 o'clock game, they had 1.5 rows in their student section. That whole middle lower section was just
empty. It was terrible.
Tug Valley's always going to show out because that's what their whole entire town lives for. Literally Tug Valley is going to, I mean.
Now I will say Morgantown for the championship, they must've brought bus or something because they had a lot of people, but it was really good games. Friday and Saturday, we talked about where we had the four classes. Now, those early games, the ones and is it eight? I guess it'd be eight, yeah. The eight seed?
Yeah.
They're generally really bad. But I don't know. Like Asbury said, they weren't always that good anyways, even with the three classes. But
the most disappointing turnout from a community that I thought would have a big one because they do so well with football, Spring Valley. They didn't bring any fans or any students hardly at all. And that's the first time I remember them being there in forever, maybe ever. I mean, since they've been a school, they maybe made it a couple times, but not remember.
And if there's any sport that does affect you, like, it's basketball.
Right.
Because it gets so loud in there and stuff. Like, so I went Saturday to the first two championships. They were unbelievable. Both, I went to overtime. Shady ended up, all the two seeds won. Shady.
By three. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
Shady beat Fairmont Senior, then Morgantown beat Spring Mills. But I was listening to the Tug Valley Tucker on the way home. You could barely hear the announcers. It was so loud.
I was there. I was in person for that one. It was loud. I mean, it was really loud. And I think Tucker County had beat Tug Valley a couple years in a row. But then you just randomly start talking to people. And we got to give a shout out to our Kaiser guys. They got mad at us because we were literally talking about going down to state tournament. We've given them a shout out the past couple of years.
I guess we forgot. And then they were there like a couple hours. And I was like, I don't know if they ever made it. Yep. And then they're waiting. Like, yeah, we're here.
They're mad at him. They're mad at Justin for not doing a little shout out. But we had fun with them Thursday night. Ate lunch with them, I think, on Friday. You weren't there, right?
I don't remember.
You were napping. No, you napped Thursday during the day. So you knew it was going to be a long night.
That was a great nap, too.
But it's always a great time seeing all the schools out. It's sad that the Charleston Mall is just done.
Oh, my gosh. So it's funky, man, because they have that civic center that like flows purposely to the mall. I mean, it forces you to go to the mall, and there's nothing at the mall.
Nothing.
But anyways, Morgantown, congrats to them. Shady, Tug, and Catholic beat Charles Catholic beat. Blue
Shocked.
Yeah, that
by
was
that one. Yeah,
was kind of an upset too. So always a good time.
Can't
it was,
wait till
it
next
was
year.
Weird not having the torn like the. NCAA tournament on that week, though. And, you know, we were so bad, we didn't even make it to any of our conference tournament.
So we can talk about that. So we lost on Tuesday to Cincinnati. Kip Kissinger. I mean, those were some of the worst technical foul calls ever, I think. Like, literally, the one on Kobe Johnson, he made a good play and, like, made a face. Didn't say a word.
Made a face. That was it.
Literally didn't say a word.
And I think
that happens 50 times a game.
What did we go up, 16?
Yeah, that put us back up 16.
Kobe's not even a kid that shows emotion hardly ever. I mean, he's pretty stone-faced, like, mm-hmm. doesn't talk trash, really, unless he does it secretly, and, like, doesn't really complain. And the first time he ever does something like that, show a little emotion when we take a big lead, technical.
Yep.
Jesse Edwards, they review it.
Now, how do you review that play and not see the flop? That's clearly a flop.
Absurd. Clearly a flop.
Yeah. And it took him like 2 seconds to review it, too. Yeah. And then I didn't see the third technical.
Battle probably deserved that one. That may have been the only one that was deserved.
I didn't see that one.
He's kept running his mouth like he just wouldn't shut up. So he maybe deserved that one. But that was the third one in 4 minutes.
I mean, that game literally sums up our season, though, right? Just absolutely atrocious.
Yep. And, you know, Ren did the right thing. He made that announcement right after. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about. He makes that decision like the day after we lose. Hey, national search going on. Coincides with probably a hit piece by Ren, by the Country Roads Trust to say, hey, let's get in front of this Hugs talk.
Yeah.
And Ken Kendricks, my God, dropped a bomb on Bob Huggins.
Blistered him.
Tell us how you really feel there, Ken.
Yeah. I mean, just.
I mean, listen, some of it I'm okay with. I mean, he might have went a little far.
Talking about leading kid.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what Hugs kind of prided himself on, is the players, being a player's coach and, you know, being, despite yelling and screaming during the games, he's always there for him. That's what the players always talk about. And Ken just basically said he has no business, in any young person's life.
Well, and honestly, none of this happens if Hugs handles it the right way. If he gets fired, resigns, whatever you want to say, and like stays away and is not at every game and not telling everybody how he wants to come back and wants his job back and trying to get the donors on his side and like secretly doing all these things to try to, whenever the season was over, to come in and get the job back. None of this happens. Nobody's taking shots at him. They would have said, hey, he messed up twice. He's fired. Let's let him ride off into the sunset. But he hasn't allowed it to be that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't. He has just been like, he has not handled any of this the right way.
No. No, he hasn't, except for the fact that he put a response out that I would lay $1 million down, and he didn't do any of that response. It was basically taking the high road.
He said June did his resignation. Let's just say June wrote that response for him, too. You know what I mean? If June resigned for him, she wrote that great response back, talking about, you know, substance abuse is an issue and whatever else he said. But, yeah, Ken Kendricks wasn't playing around. So, you know where the Country Roads Trust stands. It's not going to be Hugs. We've known that.
Well, we knew that. But that's also a way of not just Hugs, but anyone in the Hugs coaching tree. I mean, I think it's a 4-man race, honestly, at this point.
Yeah.
It could change, but I think you're looking at the 4 mid-major guys, the JMU guy, Binghamton.
Drake's coach.
Yeah. Is it Drake? Yeah, Drake.
Drexel or Drake?
No, it's Drake.
Drake, that's what I thought.
DeVries or whatever. DeVries, DeVries. I don't know. I can't remember the name.
Dusty May.
I think Dusty May, but now the stuff I'm reading is, I mean, he's pretty highly sought after. So, but again.
Ohio State's off the board.
Ohio State is off the board. Still have Louisville. And I got to think, I was talking to Cam about this, and he's like, you know, we're right up there. I mean, we've got the best facilities just about.
Oh, yeah.
But in my opinion, Louisville still, granted they haven't been great, but you're talking about a perennial top, what, 5 program in the country.
Yeah, I mean, and for some reason, they're always up there in revenue, too. I don't know if it's the donors,
there's Adidas. There's a lot of big money out in Louisville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're always up there in the top whatever. But, you know, we're going to get a good quality mid-major coach, which is what I want.
The other guy I saw making kind of waves lately is the Indiana State coach. And you have the other guys, you know, it sounds like Beeline. Maybe there's just not interest there.
Mac's going to go to Vanderbilt, right?
Because that's where his daughter is. Apparently going to Vanderbilt, which I don't know that. I mean, you don't want the baggage, I don't think, there. I mean, I understand. A lot of people say he was in the right or whatever. But, I mean, to me, it sounds like a 4-man race. Some people talked about Bryce Drew. That's kind of, for our generation, it's kind of a cool name.
I still remember where I was when he hit that shot.
I don't know where I was.
Oh, I do. I was at an all-star basketball tournament. Remember how St. Albans High School had they had like TVs up in their bleachers, the old St. Albans High School?
I don't remember that.
Oh, they did.
TVs in the bleachers?
No clue.
Yep, they did. It was like up in the stands a little bit. We were sitting there watching it when it happened.
Seton Hall's coach, Shaheen Holloway.
Wouldn't mind him, but that's his alma mater. You think he's leaving?
No. These are just people that have kind of – apparently they've already started interviewing, which, I mean, obviously. And then a couple of these teams have been upset in their conference, so.
Yep. It's just – I don't know. I'm going to trust Wren. Until he makes a bad move, I'm going to trust him. So far, he's made all the right moves.
He has. I mean, this is obviously on a bigger scale. I mean, you could say the women's basketball, but this is a huge revenue sport for us.
Yep.
So, anyways, I don't know. Anybody have a – I mean, if you had your choice, anybody want to chime in?
I don't know. I'd lean JMU's coach.
He's been really good.
No idea. Even though who was wrong? Asbury, a couple months ago. I just have a feeling we're going to hire Jared Calhoun. He's not even anywhere.
That was not a prediction. You that was gas. I was fear.
Yeah, fear. That would have been a fear because
that
he
was a
is
fear.
Yes, he has just been okay.
I like to see Binghamton, JMU guy, or Dusty May.
Me too.
Cool with either one of those.
But let's go ahead and just throw it all. I know some of you out there listening still want us to go after Joe Mazzulla, guys, even though he's had the best record in the NBA this year. It's not happening.
Plus, Joe is like extremely tight with Hugs.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, I don't think this is to say he was wanted to do it. I don't think he'll do it right now. As it might be a little bit slap in the face to Hugs.
Did you see the clip of Mazzulla the other day? He literally
coughing this whole time.
He went and after a timeout, a Suns player went to shoot the ball.
He tried to block it.
He tried to block it.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, he did. He played defense. He got up there. He tried to block it. And they said, "Why'd you do that for?" Basically, he said, "Well, I saw a guy that hadn't, been shooting very well, so I wasn't going to let him get a free one off after the quarter or something like that." It was pretty funny.
He's so young.
It was, yeah, it was pretty good. But he contested it pretty good. But that's, Iowa State won our conference and killed.
Destroyed them.
Killed them. 69-41.
That shocked me.
But that's been the biggest theme of championship week is other than UConn, all the top seeds that were supposed to be number one seeds all got upset.
Didn't UConn have to come back or something like that?
They ended up winning by 16, so I don't know. They may have been down early, but they've just I think they may win it all again.
Appreciate it, sir. Bubba just got up, got me some more water.
Well, he's thinking about our listeners, not you. You're coughing up a lung in their ears. As
that's what you sound like usually.
Dana.
I really like UConn. They're probably my pick to win it all. Yep. I mean, I'd say that. I haven't watched hardly any basketball, but.
I've watched maybe a third of our games, W's games this year.
Yeah.
What I've watched today on the screen here. Is most of watched of any other team.
NC State's pretty impressive. You win 5 games in 5 days. That's pretty daggone impressive.
Jeez.
So they're in. A lot of teams getting their bids stolen.
I've watched a lot of basketball this week, but other than that, I think I didn't even watch a complete full game of West Virginia this year.
They didn't play a complete full game. Why would we, maybe the can't. I mean, 9 and what did we finish up?
I don't know.
9-23.
I don't want to talk about
it. 9-23, right? We did not. We finished with the same amount of wins. And you feel bad for Eilert and those guys that came back, but their mentors want to put them in that situation.
There's quite
that's
a few
just a
guys
bottom line
that can come back. One, if they want to, if the new coach wants them. If you don't know if y'all looked at Farrakhan. Is one of them.
Kerr's one of them.
Nick is one of them. Kerr, technically, yeah. You got two guys that with the COVID year.
Slezinski can if he gets a waiver.
Yeah, medical. Yeah, well, I wouldn't count on
that. I wouldn't count on it, but I doubt he will anyways, but I wouldn't.
And then Kobe and Seth, I mean, they're just juniors, so they can come back. I mean, I don't know, like I said, what the new coach will want, but, who knows? I mean,
it's going to be a brand new roster. We're going to have about 13 new guys next year.
Yeah, so the guys we're talking about, talking to from Kaiser, one of them looked up something, but it was like over a percentage. If your roster was over a certain percentage in the transfer portal, like it didn't equal success. And
yeah.
That's how we were the past couple of years, which we did make the tournament, and that's how we're going to be next year too. So
we'll put the bed to Hugs there, but like here's my thing. They found a niche with Press Virginia, and then we quit recruiting guys that could do it.
Completely quit.
I mean, and don't say officiating, because, yeah, they would have not. I mean, they're going to call fouls on Hugs no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it's like we like found that, and we're going to Sweet 16s every year and super competitive in the Big 12. We completely stopped that, and then we finished last in the Big 12, what, 4 out of 6 years or 3 out of 6 years? Like dead last in the Big 12. Well, Hall of Fame coach,
Mike. Three out of six.
Yeah. 3 out of 6 years, we finished dead last. So don't give me any – I mean, we found a niche. We found what was working in the Big 12, and he stopped it. Like, it worked for 4 years, literally. It worked – yeah, we have Javon Carter, but there's guys out there that he could have found that were dogs like that. And Tariq Phillips.
Tariq type guys.
Dykes. I mean, you weren't going to find another Javon Carter, but you could have found 4 or 5 guards that would have pressed and done those things, and he just quit doing it.
Yeah. I think that cylinder roll just scared him. He went away from it. Well, didn't even try it during the cylinder. I mean, they did that basically for teams like us, but he didn't even try it for a year.
And then I think they've changed it again to where if you notice, they don't call the cylinder anymore. Oh, no, so they went away from it. Yeah. So it's like, that's on him. So I don't know. I loved watching Press Virginia. I mean, I know we said it wore on him so much, but everything else was wearing on him. Nothing really changed. Even in Press Virginia, we went on a couple of losing streaks, but we still finished second or third in the conference most of those years.
I don't know. I mean, it was fun to watch, but I just don't know if it was ever going to get us. I mean, do we make the Elite Eight? No.
Should have.
No.
Multiple
Twice
times.
We should have, yeah. So, I don't know. It was definitely hard to prepare for in the tournament, but I don't know. I just think.
But he only made the Elite Eight once without it at West Virginia. I mean, that's all he.
That's it.
That's the only success he had. So, the Sweet 16 was it, and he had more Sweet 16 runs doing Press Virginia than he did the entire time he was here.
Well, it's not coming back, Brent.
No, I mean, that's on him. I'm just saying, just looking back at it, that's completely on him for going away what was working and what made us different. But I'm glad. I'm ready for fresh blood. But Adderall moment here, because I haven't had any today because I've been in Moorhead, Kentucky for I told Bubba
was
this story.
Is it illegal there or something?
No, I just forgot it. ADHD, I forgot to take it when I woke up. I'm a creature of habit, so if something changes, usually I don't do it.
I thought something was different tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm a little Friday, I took Randon met me up there, and Beckham came with my dad, right?
Randon met me up there. He drove himself.
No, dad brought him. So Beckham, I thought, he'll do the morning. Then we'll be done with it. We'll go eat. I said, well, you want to go eat? So we went to Adelphia. We had lunch. Then we met some friends of ours at Recovery.
You took Megan to Adelphia and Recovery?
Oh, yeah. And Randon. There was other kids there. So then we are, next year he's going to have a beer in his hand. He's going to be 7. It's time to let him go.
Get it started.
That's what I was worried about.
Well, listen to this. So that night, I was like, all right, do you want your mom to come get you? She offered to drive to Charleston to come get you. And so I was like, he was like, no, I'm staying. So that Tug Valley game, I posted some pictures on our social media accounts on Instagram on the stories. So they were dressed like the Joker, black and white, green hair. Beckham gets a picture with him. He's in the student section some. He's walking back and forth. He's walking back and forth between the end of the table and Tug Valley. Well, there was a bad call. And the Tug Valley student section, they didn't care. They start chanting, bullshit, bullshit. So me and Randon look over, and Beckham is all out. Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
So me and Randon are like, Beckham, I mean, the kid is 6 years old. Without missing a beat, he does not, like, hesitate. Somehow, in his maybe future con artist mind, he starts going in the same motion. He's saying, bullshit. He sees us say, Beckham, airball. Yeah. He was like, I'm saying airball. We were like, Beckham, you were not saying airball. He was like, I was saying airball. I said, they didn't airball. He argued, and then I started laughing so hard, I was crying. Me and Randon, my oldest, we were dying laughing at him. Just how
he was back in the back, that food room with me. And another ball boy was in there who I know through baseball. And I yelled at him, hey, what's going on? And Beckham just is taking it all in. He looks at me and he goes, maybe you should introduce me. I'm like, okay.
And by the end of the night, he ended up on the court with the Chick-fil-A sponsors.
That. Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah.
End up on the court. Just
So Spring Mills game, I was sitting down there like by their student section. And I look over and Beckham's like talking to the chick that just shot all the guns.
Oh, yeah.
The T-shirt guns. And he was trying to
get the gun.
let me see it type deal. And she just walked him over to a seat and had him sit down. 5, 10, 15 minutes later, I look over and he's got him a big old Chick-fil-A t-shirt.
Oh, he took off the shirt. It was an adult medium. He wore it the rest of the evening. So, yeah, but they had a blast. That's stuff they'll always. I think I've taken Randon up there since he was 4 every Friday. He gets miss school.
It's funny because Landon never wants to go, and then when I take him, he loves it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's great. It's just a lot of fun. Makes me remember going and watching poker when you guys were in high school and I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was in elementary school. When
Bubba,
high school.
Yeah. Bubba was probably still on the teat.
he was on that till last week.
Just like Rortus Chapman.
Oh, no.
What was that? Let's talk about that. Who was he rubbing on? Was that his grandma?
I don't know.
Everything I read, it was his mom.
What?
So
who?
Oh, Bubba.
Asbury. Chapman. There's a video of him on the couch with supposedly his mom. And he's like looking at the camera and he starts like pushing her boobs up, filling her boobs.
I mean, rubbing all over.
Really, really strange.
Squeezing, rubbing.
It's real strange.
It's one of the oddest.
Glenn sent it to us. It's in your text.
Yeah, Glenn.
It's so buried now. Don't worry about
Glenn,
it.
Glenn, like, I don't know. That was.
I don't know. Speaking of baseball, I just checked the. We were getting killed when we started recording.
Yeah.
It was like 17-4. We were playing Ohio State. You know what the final score was? Do you see it?
I saw it.
26-11. Jesus. First of all, we scored 11 runs and got demolished.
Well, when you're up 26, you tend to let no, guys, you know.
All right, so how many games have we played? So what's realistically Big 12? Are we middle of the road or bottom pack? Bottom of the pack.
It's so early, it's hard to tell, but the pitching's been the problem.
That was a problem last year, though, in the tournament,
Well, and they picked up a bunch, but a couple of them hurt. A couple of them didn't develop, it seems like, or, you know, not light years better. And a couple are good, I mean, but –
The reason we got 11, I just saw we hit a grand slam in the ball of a knife.
Hey, that'll help.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. It's not been very good.
The offense has been decent, but not what they expected. I mean, but when you take, you know, your top three draft pick out of the lineup,
he's not coming back.
It really messes with him. You.
Yeah, it always relies on those damn pitchers. When they're not any good, I have dealt with my whole life.
Yep. Dealt with that guy over there.
But yeah, I'm
definitely not listening to that. 2 minutes and 31 seconds long.
Asbury? Well, yeah, voice memo.
Who knows what it was? I don't remember. Well, we'll talk a little bit of NFL. There's been a lot of moves in the NFL.
There has been.
Right before the draft, which the NFL draft still, I still enjoy it.
But Caleb Williams, everybody knew he was going to be number one, but then they sent, I mean,
a sixth round pick for Justin Fields. Now, was he great? No. He was serviceable. And he's young. A sixth round pick?
Yeah, because this is really only the first – this past year was the first year with the new GM. And he's done a lot of good things, and he was fine. I mean, he was – I mean, understand it.
I think the easiest thing what they should have done, just my opinion, is you keep Fields, you trade down, you take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because – help Fields out or whatever. But
now they think they went and got Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
So you got more DJ Moore and Keenan Allen now. They think they have two solid wide receivers.
I'm just not sold on any of the quarterback. And it's one of those years where everybody's paranoid now. So even like the JJ McCartneys are pushing up to the
top. And they're saying the like top heavy, it's one of the best quarterback drafts with Jaden Daniels, Drake May. But I'm like, how do you know?
I'm not sold on any of them.
And Caleb Williams was such a diva this year. Nope.
I wouldn't either. My favorite of the bunch is probably Daniels from LSU. Yep. Mm-hmm. But you see, some of them, Penix has dropped way down now.
He's got an arm, though.
Yeah.
Good.
He's well developed.
But listen, you just got the Steelers. They now have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as their two quarterbacks.
So weird. Kenny Pickett's went to the Eagles?
I mean, he's just going straight to be a backup. Justin Fields and him are just have to accept that role as a backup.
You know, I just hate seeing a Pitt pick being a bust.
Yeah.
There was a lot of moves. You got Barkley to the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I don't mind that one at all.
I know.
I feel like this year the running backs, they said the running backs just keep it. I mean, Derrick Henry's going to the freaking Ravens. You got him and Lamar Jackson in the same backfield next year together.
He's awesome, but he has to be getting toward the end of his career.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think he's doing it. He's probably like, hey, I've got two or three more years. Because this year he wasn't as good, but the line sucked.
Aaron Donald retired.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
Kelsey retired. I don't know if we – did we talk since Kelsey retired? Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Well.
He said, I'm pissed. I knew as soon as I retired, they'd do something. They'd go and get Saquon Barkley as soon as he retires.
I still think he might do it.
He might come back. He might.
Brett Favre can come back. He was still
He was one of the top. I mean, we don't like Pro Football Focus, but it said he was one of the top centers this past year.
Speaking of centers. I keep seeing more mock drafts that Frazier's sneaking in the first round.
First round?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I didn't know that. Awesome,
but I mean, realistically, though, that probably means he's in the second round, which we thought we've been reading third round. But
And he'll yeah. is he all that we think gets drafted? Beanie probably won't. He's probably
a free
agent.
I would assume he's the only one.
Yeah. We'll get some free agents, but yeah, probably.
I mean, if anybody deserves it on the team. Yeah. I mean, he's a great kid, guy, whatever, man.
Yeah, man-child. He's a man-child. So, but yeah, the NFL's been busy, but it's almost that time.
Brent, I've got a cough drop in my mouth. That's what I've eaten.
My God.
Is that loud?
You're sucking on it like it.
I wasn't sucking on that. You hear me too.
Could you all not hear it, or was it just me?
Oh, I could hear it.
Chewing on it.
It was like...
All right, speaking of sucking on it.
Speaking of sucking on it, we've got our little segment. Oh. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I feel like Phoebe from Friends right now with her sticky shoes.
Smelly cat.
So Asbury, like 3 weeks ago, said, I finally have a confession.
But he hasn't been on the show.
It's
been a while.
We don't exactly know what this is going to be, folks. So brace yourself. It's probably going to be nothing.
Nothing huge. To you guys, it won't be nothing.
Oh, my God.
But so a few weeks ago, obviously. You know, rainy day or whatever, something going on. Bailey comes in, gets the TV, turns it on. And to my dismay at the time, because we've kind of talked about these before, and I've never been to one, never watched one.
Here we go.
She turns on Hamilton.
Oh, that's a...
Which she's watched, I guess, now probably like 200 times. She watches it constantly. I'd never watched it.
That's your confession? First of all, Hamilton
not that
is
I
awesome.
Not
yeah,
that
hold
I,
on. No, it better be that you
the
like it.
The confession isn't that I watched it. It's that I freaking loved it.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
You need some culture in your life. You need to go to D.C. You need to go to New York and watch a Broadway show.
And that's the thing is now I kind of want to go. And
Hamilton's been
I
out for
go
how
watch
long
something.
Now?
It's been out for a while. But it's now the first one I've ever watched. So.
Well, it's the only one I've really done that with.
Well, yeah, true. But there's been, I think, ways to watch other ones if you really wanted to.
No, it is awesome. And I'd love to see it. Of course, it's all different people now, but it's still up there really good. But gee, now Asbury on New York City.
Apparently, the original cast get together from time to time and do small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was watching an interview not too long ago after that happened, because I was trying to send something to Bailey, and they were getting ready to go to Puerto Rico and do a small stint down there. Mm-hmm. So I guess they still get together and do it on occasion.
That's cool. Well, anybody else got a confession?
I got a confession.
What?
I need to know who runs our HR department here at Mojax, because I feel like I was assaulted. I'll go ahead and tell
go ahead. Well, today's St. Patty's Day, which we didn't know.
Today's St. Patty's Day. I'm wearing green shorts.
You are not wearing green shorts.
That's Army
Green. You're as colorblind as Pritt is.
That is Army Green.
That is gray. That is straight gray. There is no Army Green in that.
We could ask Brent, but we've lost him for this.
Yeah, sorry. No, these are green.
They're not green.
Let me see. That is green.
That is not green.
That is an Army green. It's
That is gray.
It's gray in my world.
There's not green at all.
Anyways.
We'll take a picture. We'll post. Are these green?
Anyways.
He said we're nuts, but if you keep pulling those shorts, I'm going to see yours.
So I look over at Asbury, act like I was going to pinch him. And he unzips the front of his jeans and shows me his underwear that they're green.
Instead of pulling them on the side.
Instead of pulling it up on the side. Like, who does that?
It was easier to go through the zipper than get it over his belly. It was easier to go through
the zipper. It really was. Okay.
Nothing there in the way to get the zipper.
That makes sense. Okay, now it's all making sense. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, Bubba's leaving. He said, to hell with you. He's going to show you those are green. What's going on right now? What's happening?
He's like gray to me. I can't see.
Is there a reason that he's taking his pants off?
Bubba has no pants on during this recording.
He took them off.
Guys, when Justin moves to D.C., all these are going to be videoed. So
Bubba just took his shorts off. He's trying to find if the tag says green or gray, which I've never known a tag to say that.
I can't see it from over there. It's Indigo. A little dark in here. We're just going natural lighting.
Natural lighting. Bubba's going all natural over there.
That would be That'd be very helpful for someone like you to have the collar inside on the label.
Sons of guns.
Apparently, it'd also be good for people like Bubba.
Oh, my God. Bubba, he's colorblind like me.
These are green!
No, they're really not.
I wish I could chime in, but I don't know.
That is an army green. You're freaking crazy.
I like how you keep saying army green.
He's trying to make something up. We're still recording right now.
Yeah, they look gray to me.
They're complete gray.
You have
no idea. That's true. I have no.
I really do think they're gray.
They are.
My wife bought them.
Now the paint on your shirt might be green.
That is gray.
Actually, I'd say that's more of a taupe.
If you don't think they're green, you get the pinches. You get the pension. All right, boys and girls, y'all been watching anything? I've been binging some stuff lately.
I have had time. I watched the first episode of Full Swing the other day.
I'm done with that. It's good. Oh yeah, it's been out for 2 weeks.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, I got to. Oh, hold on. We have our first guest caller.
We are live on the podcast. Okay. I just need.
Don't cuss.
She doesn't do that anyway.
She can't hear what I'm saying, Bubba.
Me? I don't do that.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just have one question. These shorts that I had on before you left the house, what color are they?
I don't remember what shorts you had on.
He's got his army green shorts on.
They're the gray shorts.
Like the green.
They're really not.
Did you say those are Lulus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're not just.
That's why I couldn't find the tag because the tags rip out of them. You don't have to keep them. Anyways, green.
No, I didn't know Full Swing was out.
Full Swing's been out. I finished that. I actually finished it on the plane when we went to Orlando. We haven't recorded since I went to Orlando.
Oh.
Let me just tell y'all something. First of all, I don't know how people afford to go to Universal. I'm going to tell everyone this. I'm not bragging by any means.
Because it's a standard pricing.
Yeah. Now, I know, like, my cousin, military discount, or, like, you know, Florida residents. But we went on a Friday, which, I get it. It's probably considered a weekend. But, researched what to do, all that stuff. We didn't have a lot of time. My kids don't care about characters. They just want to ride the rides, period. So we're like, all right, we'll do the two parks in one day. And I will say we did do the express passes or fast pass, whatever they're called, which, you know, they're expensive. But, I mean, I don't know why you'd go down there on a Friday, Saturday if you're going to have an hour and a half wait and not do it, if you can do it. So four passes, four express passes, $1,758. And I'm walking around like, how in the hell?
But your food was free, right?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, no food, nothing. It's unreal. By midday, you know, I was miserable anyways. It was hot. Well, it was 80, but it was hot to me. I mean, the kids really did enjoy it, but it's different. We never got into the Disney characters, so I actually enjoyed the rides a little bit better at Universal. But I think my phone said we ended up walking over 20,000 steps.
I loved it last year.
All right. I paused it there because I just let out a huge sneeze. I don't know exactly where we finished off. Brent, you were chiming in there.
I just said I loved it. Like, the Harry Potter part was absolutely my favorite. And we came home and binge watched them all.
I was telling you, I mean, I like the movies. I'm not like a huge, like, I couldn't recite all the characters and stuff. But my Lord, it's awesome. Like, the castle looks amazing. Then that Diagon Alley or whatever it's called, just amazing. It really is.
Yep. So I'd like to go back one year.
Well, they're building an Epic Universe now, so yeah.
What else is going to be in that?
I don't even know. They were sort of previewing a little bit, but there's a lot on there.
Yeah. So my spring break's coming up. I got a week.
Yep.
I'm doing a staycation this year. I've went somewhere the past 3 or 4 years, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, my favorite's when you went in that tent and did a whole air conditioner.
No, that was summer. That was summer. And that was all my children. Like, they literally wanted to go tent camping at a campground. It was like one of those yoga. And we went all out. I mean, they had slide parks. They had a big lake. And
you had air conditioning.
I was like, if I'm doing this, you know, I set up my air conditioner. I brought carpet and put it in the bottom of the tent. I mean, I did it the right way. So.
Last time I slept in a tent.
Air mattress.
Brent spooned me. No air mattress.
Bubba, you sleep in a tent every night. Hey!
What are you talking about? When we went on a...
whitewater rafting?
Yeah, when you almost died.
So that just wasn't a good trip at all.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't wake up with a boner that morning.
Oh, no, but it was cold as frick. Yeah. And whenever, I,
we were cut on, we were cut
whenever
on.
I woke up, yeah, he was nestled up in the lower part of my back.
Well, I mean, that is a good spot.
Come here, Bubba. Come here.
Anyways, so, two more things I didn't finish saying, but there's a new show that came out on Netflix called The Gentlemen. It's based off the movie. You ever saw it? Really good. Really good. Guy Ritchie did it. You'd like it, Bubba. It's pretty good. And then, do we want to pick, because next time we record, half the tournament's going to be over with. Do we want to just pick maybe our final four picks or maybe our champion? Or
I mean,
we can probably do something, release something in the middle of the week.
We can do it virtually. I'll make sure I bring my mic home. You all just will need a
Mac Daddy.
Yep. You guys will just need that. We'll do that. Heck, we may do that Tuesday. Well, actually, I don't care about the first four. Well, who cares about that? We'll wait till those are settled. That's when you have to pick the brackets anyways.
Well, I don't care about the first four, but Thursday starts the tournament, right?
Thursday. So we need to record Wednesday night.
Are we That's doing what a we'll bracket?
Do. Yeah, I'm going to release one. I'll make one on ESPN.
Okay.
And we'll post it.
All right. Well, until then.
Yep.
Let's dance it up, boys. What do y'all think? I was trying to be all sly. It didn't work.
Y'all take the breakout.
See y'all next week. Let's dance to the song.